Three?
Speaker four.
This looks great.
My name is Katya.
What is it?
Katya.
Hi, Katya.
Katya.
Hi.
Hi.
Eric.
Nice to meet you, Eric.
Daniel, nice
yeah.
to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And Michael.
And I would love to shake you just like this, but I still feel like you're busy. I think there is a knock.
Who is that?
Someone is late for the party. Ooh, yummy. Perfect. I'm gonna have also a LaCroix.
Yeah.
Perfect. Nice, a lot of vegetables here. Cannot go wrong with mashed potatoes, that's for sure. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Enjoy your lunch.
I'm like obligated to eat more.
I know, yeah.
Sure to go back for more.
This is my first time I'm trying LaCroix. It's really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's yummy.
All the new trend now.
It's very basic, but
So do you think they used like real, you know, just like flavors or
oh,
for that one?
Not.
Yeah.
I think it's real.
It's all like sweet stuff.
Well,
yeah.
It's like
natural flavor.
Sugar or anything in there, but it's done.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. I don't know. Everyone loves that stuff now.
Mhm.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Nice.
So yeah, you too. Nice. You know where Alemany is? You know, just like close to Mission District, but actually Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area. And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose.
Mm.
I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Mm. Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Well, I had to get away because I was born and raised around here.
Oh.
I need to get away from home.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Nice.
You guys have quite a commute.
Yeah.
Honestly, I end up hanging out with my Because you're still here.
Nice.
It's like 2 hours each
yeah.
way.
Yeah, it does take a while. But after a while, you kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parking and everything. Mm-hmm. But the same with the Noe Valley, probably.
Mm. It's not as bad, but at least some probably 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
further south.
Nice.
So, any of you take the shuttle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I take the west one all the way. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do I, though.
Oh, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or.
Mm.
I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But for you, it's close, right? You know, just like it's not a long commute. It's awesome.
I think so.
Unless there is a traffic.
Traffic.
How is that over like holiday season? Because
oh,
every time
so
I go
nice.
By, I'm just like, well,
oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
Around.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of construction
yeah,
right
it's gonna
now.
Be ridiculous.
I like living so close to it at the same time.
Mm.
Yeah, that must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Oh, nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Parks as well.
A little jaded and spoiled.
Mm.
Yeah. And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
Southern California.
Mm.
Orange County.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Awesome.
Further away. Yeah. What about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew up in Siberia. So, but yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You went for the farthest distance.
That's true.
Yeah.
If to travel. Yeah, if to travel back, it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around it. You know, it will be faster. One day, yeah.
You don't get to go back?
Yeah, not often, but indeed, in 2 weeks, I'm traveling back there to visit my little nephew. Mm-hmm.
Is that once the world,
mm-hmm.
world cup is done?
Almost. 1 week prior to
okay.
the done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that
yeah,
part too.
Awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. Mm-hmm. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
if
guess.
It's on.
Yeah.
What's you? Yeah.
For the World Cup, I do.
It's
yeah.
a big event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question. So the U.S. obviously is not.
Did not qualify.
So can't root for the team. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team,
mm-hmm.
they didn't make it either this year for, I think, the first time in
it's been a while.
Yeah, yeah in the main years.
History.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So I can't root for them either. So I'm just kind of rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're rooting for good sportsmanship.
Yeah, more just like entertaining soccer.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good. A lot of interesting upsets and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be cool to see. It's a lot of the like underdogs are
mm-hmm.
doing really well.
So, what is your favorite sport? You know, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big. You know, just like kind of event, right? So, but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah.
Mine is figure skating. I love figure skating, watching figure skating.
Do you also do it as well?
Mm-mm. When I go, everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the time and everyone's like, oh, she's good. And, you know, just like, you know, in that character, like she's falling down. I was just, I'm not into character. I just fell down on it. On ice. How about you guys?
Kind of like the basic ones, you know, football, and like baseball games,
mm-hmm.
basketball, football, and all that.
Nice.
Yeah, do a little bit of that, and some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Mm.
Oh yeah. What kind?
Nice.
Until my body just
Yeah.
starts to stop
Good
hearing
workout,
this
though.
through itself, yeah.
Mm.
It's more like getting my butt kicked every
Yeah.
now and then.
And how about you, Daniela?
I love basketball.
Mhm.
I wish I was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan. Yeah. lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Oh, that's
Oh,
awesome.
that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess if
Yeah,
you
me
are
too.
done.
So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Yeah.
I guess once a week.
Mhm.
Though I have
On
not been making
Wednesdays.
the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
Mm.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right?
Mhm.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. We grew up
You guys wearing
with
a
that.
basketball polo.
Oh
We
yeah,
were not?
true.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so
That's awesome.
Yeah.
went through the whole lull of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone
Yeah.
else
Given
sees
permission.
Bear weather
Yeah,
fans
exactly.
going in.
I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those
And
were the
like
days.
Mm.
and they'd let you sneak up to the front because it was all empty. That was great.
So it got busier, just like the more they win started to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive
Mm.
the tickets got.
They're now very good.
They're, yeah, too good. I
Mhm.
can't afford to go
Yeah,
to
it's
these.
crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting, at least, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah.
instead of keeping it, in Oakland, because Oakland also needs developments like that. And San Francisco is already
Packed.
really packed and crowded. Just Giants, stadium with its,
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse and it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, just like I'm just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, just like room there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there, and only
Yeah.
probably by helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's
I think
next
it's next
year.
year.
Really?
Already?
So fast.
Is it 2018
Wow.
now already? Yeah. Yeah. I think 2019.
That's crazy.
2020? Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should have just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. A bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those.
Mhm.
Yeah. So I went to a game this year, in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can't really do that often. It
Yeah.
was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else can spend on less? Oh.
Who did they play?
They played the Pelicans. So
That's pretty big.
the
Yeah.
Brow.
It was fun. Got to see him.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, I
And
know.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Where was it?
Pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs. Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
So, would you like to get another plate? We
I
have
may, yeah, I will
our
probably
cook
get some
made a
more.
lot of food today.
I'm gonna get one soon.
Yeah. And it's delicious. I like this kind of thing,
Yeah, it's good.
Chicken.
It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you
Oh,
seen
so
it?
good. No.
No, what'd
It's
you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that's
what all my friends are telling me, that's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially like
yeah.
Asian families growing up.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Kind, yeah.
I don't know what it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about
Oh.
dumplings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by an Asian female.
Oh, wow. I
Pretty
didn't know
cool.
that.
Hmm.
It's impressive how they take on those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in coming
yeah.
out like just recently, which I loved. But with that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process.
Yeah.
But even Latino community, they said like it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions with that.
Mm-hmm.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers. Yeah. Like
I saw
that took me a while.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
You liked them?
That was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
yeah. Imagine how much they paid the actors, you know, because to bring all those.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said, like, for me, it's a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things mixed together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Black Panther and, you know, just like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters in their screen time?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. For what it is, and then like I set the bar really low.
Okay.
I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster.
That's good. For me, it was vice versa. I was just like, there are so many incredible
yeah.
actors. I was just like, let's go for it. And then I was just like, really?
But I still liked it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch, and you know, probably like never go back again. I would. You know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just.
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully we'll
get
some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have a nice airline, not like one of those
do.
That don't have the screens.
Cathay Pacific.
Oh, perfect.
I'm actually going business on this one.
Oh.
Miles for the upgrades, so
nice.
Just finally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sitting down, starting the champagne,
yeah,
yeah.
Right.
And then you know progress to that, and once you land in, I was like, I don't remember what movies I watched, but
yeah,
it was fun.
The problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't, you break the glass, and
it's just like, oh no.
That's true.
So that's what I'm kind of worried about, but I'm gonna enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the cattle class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I think so too, but it is what it is.
You deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacations? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year's packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
It's so annoying. We're all like, okay, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my
mm-hmm.
god.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one, and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm like looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know.
Wow. With all those parties coming along, like bachelorette to bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? You know, just like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I guess this is now our so social life. It's just weddings.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah, just attend them anyway.
Well, yeah.
This idea here.
Some of my friends
Investment
decided not to have kids,
Yeah.
and they're just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids, and you know, like it's personal like choice. And but yes, definitely, there's a bunch of things. There are a bunch of things that you can do while you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, it kind of.
Yeah, you get roped
Yeah.
into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You're kind of dragged by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there. Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like taking this baby from our friends, and you know, just like, and she's like, I was like, hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute he is. She's like, no thanks. I love you, baby guys, but no thanks.
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it, this baby.
Hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
America,
and
and you're going to China, right? Is
That's
that for
awesome.
vacation?
It's not for fun,
Can
unfortunately.
you turn
Yeah.
it into a fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
Oh, I did last time too.
Yeah. Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong,
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swam by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I just
Wow.
spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. It's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer, I'm going to Texas for 4th of July. And my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. And I said
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in
Mhm.
Texas?
Both Dallas, and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston. So it's gonna be
Mm.
really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
Jeez.
ready for that.
But the good part that they have almost every place has swimming pools. You know, you're gonna really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. All I'm good.
Perfect.
That's next week already.
That's a good way to do
I
it.
know, time flies, right?
Yeah. Yeah, already July.
Last time I went to Texas, I did like barbecue after day one. I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. Start getting like the meat sweats. The salt level just goes through the
Yeah, the
roof.
salt and sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna wash this down, and then you're like, here's a slab of butter on bread. Like, have at it, or cornbread.
And lemonade with like just sugar
Yeah.
or sugar
Oh my god,
water.
sweet tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
That's so good though.
Do you like barbecuing in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't really like it, so I decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing the barbecue party in the park. But you know San Francisco, how windy it gets, and it so happened it was the windiest day ever. So even to start the, you know, just like fire took us a while.
Yeah, just to get thrown out. Is this next to the water?
In a
Across
park.
the field or something?
McLaurin Park.
Oh,
Where
okay.
is that?
It's if you exit Alemany, you know, just and there is Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Oh.
Golden Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's a little
Oh, that's
wilder.
pretty cool.
It has a beautiful lake, you know, just a couple of you know, nice lakes nearby. But to make story short, it's all other food was covered with ashes. I was like, oh
Okay.
my god, it's like
Yeah.
ash
Alemany barbecue is very different than
Yeah.
Texas barbecue,
Yeah.
which is, I mean, that stuff is,
Yeah.
or, you know, Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
All over the
Nice.
world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
It is. I
Awesome.
was in Austin, Texas, a couple months ago for a bachelor party and got some barbecue down there, but I felt terrible after eating it. Like, it actually wasn't even that good because the one that was really good was, they like ran out of food.
Oh.
So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people,
yeah.
and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh, let's just go to like this one next door, and it was not very good.
Oh wow.
I felt horrible after eating it. But at least I had Texas barbecue.
Yeah, I can cross it off.
Yeah, yeah. Check mark.
No, you just got to do all the other southern states.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Better barbecue.
Yeah. I just did my first crawfish broil
mm-hmm.
down in NOLA. That was awesome too.
Wow.
Just like it was for a wedding, and
cool.
they had a broil at this house right on the bayou. So we're just like buckets.
How
crawfish.
Did it come to you? And then the
They had a trailer with like where they broiled it, or they broiled it at the house, and it was just probably like the size of this table, just full of crawfish.
Wow.
And they just started like scooping out, shoving out crawfish on your plate. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then when you're done, there's like just throw it in the bayou, just recycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's funny.
It probably does.
Yeah.
But I think the gators get to it or something.
Oh.
I'm sure. Something like that.
Mm.
But yeah, it was
it's like
crazy.
Eating poses maybe.
Yeah.
Or at least
well, that's where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess
yeah.
it works. Yeah, you would think all the spices that they put in
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Everyone's favorite food. This is a hard one.
Yeah, it's hard.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites.
My problem, I love everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like the way too much. Probably except for, you know, Palestinian food. For me, it's a little bit too spicy.
Which?
Palestinian. You know, Palestinian Indian, it might be a little spicy for me.
Okay.
But Italian, French, and Japanese cuisines are the best. How about you guys?
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize it by I will eat any type of that food.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm in the Asian category.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese.
Nice.
Taiwanese food.
What?
I'm just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
Ah, nice.
They're all fairly different, though. Like which?
Yeah.
What do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food and Taiwanese food, so those two would be my like last meal on earth kind of thing.
Mm.
I would say Italian food is, and that's what that's like my comfort food.
Mm.
Really like Japanese food. On recent trips, I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That was so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food?
No. Really?
In like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like.
Yeah,
maybe that's more what I think of.
Maybe I eat all the like junk.
Yeah.
Food off the street.
I'm not sure if it's gonna be the truth, but are we talking about wonton soup? Oh, it's my favorite.
Wasn't really what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So like just like the way that fish is prepared.
Mm.
Yeah. Like so
it's like steamed and like
yeah, like very fresh in ingredients versus like some of the greasier
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was more what I was first
that makes sense.
Shown when I was there and was not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had more of the cleaner stuff and I was like this is wow.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese cuisine?
I don't really know enough to say, but I guess is roast goose.
Oh,
oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
yeah.
Roasted goose.
That's what I was thinking about when you said.
Yeah.
I was like, that stuff is not
yeah.
healthy.
And I love Peking duck. Oh.
Yeah, these roasted like suckling pigs and stuff.
Oh yeah, yum.
Sweet gold baby pigs.
If you love suckling, just like a pig, you might be interested. Like there is in Napa Valley, there is a place just like called Castillo de Hermosa
Oh
Winery.
yeah, I've been there, yeah.
You've been there, right? So and they do tournaments, and the way they say like there are knights that kind of portray that they are fighting with each other, and after that. After turnier, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on the, just like roasted pigs, served to you. I'm not sure if you, any one of you, just like vegetarian or vegan? No? Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
I was just like, I didn't notice, yeah. I just was like, some people might find it. That's the best.
A lot of cultures do that. I know, like my Greek friend, they would do a roast pig for their family reunion
Yeah.
in the summer.
I've heard like they
Yeah.
do like lamb or goats or something also.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They
Whomever they can catch.
Yeah.
Whatever meat.
Yeah.
Italian food, I've never been as meat dishes, more so the
The carbs.
pasta, yeah, and obviously pastas with meat. Like once had this wild boar ragu.
Sounds delicious.
It was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
With the local wine, it was
must be cool.
Yeah.
I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though on the West Coast.
Yeah,
It is,
I
yeah,
know.
it's not
It takes a
there.
while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like where locals went, from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones. But I really enjoyed the French cuisine, California French cuisine, because I think it's the kind of the best. The way how they cook. Maybe we're just spoiled here because we have really good restaurants around us.
We do, yeah, and the diversity of food.
Yeah.
For
And for the Italian, my favorite is like pasta dish carbonara, and for the meat dish, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat, my kind of thing. So and then Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
I don't even know where to
Like if there would be one dish to try, just like which one would you guys go for?
One last
One
meal.
last meal.
Sushi for me.
Really
Yeah.
something like that
Fatty
or
tuna.
like
You love tuna? Ah, salmon.
Fatty tuna.
Fatty
That's
tuna. Oh yeah,
cold
you're
in
right,
like
that's
Del
good.
Rey or something. Oh man. Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel
Mm.
something before I die.
Sorry.
Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My
So
spice tolerance isn't great, but
it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible.
How can you taste anything after
Well,
this, right?
it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it, and it's a very, very weird feeling. So I went, I did
It's
a
big in China as
hot
well.
pot, yeah, and ate the pepper, and it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
you, and like nobody warned me that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
I did that to people,
That's really the way you should do it, though. It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
I was just like, what is going on? I was like,
Yeah.
I'm like, they're like,
That's
oh yeah, Sichuan pepper.
So
I was like,
funny.
this is, it was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually,
You recommend
there's one here in Cooper.
There's a handful of them, yeah. Are you thinking
Pino?
about Haidilao? Yeah.
Haidi Lao,
Oh.
yeah. If you ever just want to mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth,
Yeah.
I'm not really
That's
falling
amazing.
right now for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
Do you
Like
like
going to the
spicy food?
dentist.
Do you like spicy
Okay,
food?
I'm okay with spicy food. I'm getting better.
When you have people confident, like, oh yeah, I can take any heat, let me
Yeah.
take you somewhere real quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, this isn't, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like want to die.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like, whoa, this is
That's
hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just can't feel anything,
Yeah.
really. Yeah.
Yeah. It also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste to
There's a tang.
Yeah.
It's like a tanginess.
So the more you eat it, do you get used to it? Like, do you feel it less?
I don't know. My mom can just handle it away, like, not there.
Yeah.
So maybe, like,
Yeah,
maybe.
maybe.
I don't feel it less. Maybe I'm used to it.
Yeah.
It's an also interesting how each culture, each country have their own spice. Where I'm originally from in Russia, it's you know, just like mustard, and we have different varieties of mustard in the way how it's made. Also the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like the mess. But from the previous republics of the Soviet Union, we had like you know, spices called adjika with different peppers with, you know, just like a mixed. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers, and but they always mixed somehow with tomatoes, so tomatillos, you know. So in Asian culture, I believe it's the
Part of
wasabi.
them, yeah.
Yeah.
That's horseradish, usually.
Oh, it's a kush,
Or the
okay.
ones you get here, yes, it's similar. It's horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Japan and up north
Nice.
a little more. And then down south.
Wasabi type.
Yeah,
Is that what
more
you
south
said?
you go, it's
Yeah,
just
wasabi.
peppers and a
Yeah.
lot of peppers, yeah.
Hunan provinces.
Oh my gosh,
That's some
that's just
Oh.
fire. Yeah.
Nice. I've heard that in Petaluma they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices. Everyone, of course, works in goggles and masks. So, but they, you know, just like have smallest amount of, you know, like they say saffron in big amounts. It can make your like blood, you know, become a jelly because it, you cannot really eat a lot of saffron spice. That's why it's sold in small, you know, just like.
Really?
So be careful on saffron, guys. So, but yeah, the spices, you know, just like there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
Just in
amazing.
Petaluma?
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
So for me,
Look it
the
up.
spiciest thing was, you know, just like probably kimchi that I've ever tried. And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever felt like your hair's kind of like setting on
No.
fire? No? Try kimchi.
I have, but I didn't.
That's what,
Yeah.
so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant would give you
Oh.
kimchi, and they're all so different. Like, some places are just like, there's a shit ton of garlic
Yeah.
in this, and then
It's
others
something
are
like
like really
fermented.
spicy, and like,
Yeah.
oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time when just walking around, my mouth is like, you can taste the garlic for months.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, there's girls who know how
Mm-hmm.
to do spicy too, and it's just
Kimchi tasting like we have,
ridiculous.
you know, a wine tasting around California, so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
God, I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a
Yeah.
bucket of it straight.
That's
So
awesome.
good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here that you guys have done?
I will be obvious. Tamal Pais.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Yeah, it's nice. Have you been there?
I have.
They
Oh,
changed
okay.
it up
Is that
a little
just, is
bit,
that
but
Mount Tam? Is that the same thing?
kind of.
Yeah.
It's about there. It's where
Did
the
you say
oyster
it's
farms are at.
Tamal
Well,
Pais?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales, you know, just like
You
it.
know where all the oyster
Yeah.
farms and all that are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it's they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't
Oh,
have picnic
nice.
tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's
a pity.
just, yeah. I think it was something about a license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on your picnic benches or like.
Got
To
it.
Hog Island.
Yeah,
And they
that's another
still,
one.
yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
Right on the bay. That was
Yeah, they're
cool.
Nice.
super nice. Yeah, we used to do that all the time. Just
Yeah.
go up and shuck some oysters.
Awesome.
Have a day out of
So
it.
do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something?
they
How does
just
it
sell
work?
you like a bag of oysters. And they're like,
Oh.
here you go. Get an oyster shucker.
Oh,
And then
okay.
what we would do, like, we would typically go out for like birthday parties, so sometimes we'd rent like a bus or something and go up
Yeah.
and then just, yeah, bring other barbecue picnic snacks and
Cooking,
stuff like that, and
yeah.
then just oysters all day.
Where is this in? It's north of SF?
North, yeah. Just keep going past, just drive north. It's about north, like an
Yeah.
hour or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like, there's Hog Island, Tamales Bay is still out
Yeah.
there. Just, especially when it's like a really nice day. Super
Yeah.
chill.
Yeah.
Bring some wine. Wine
Yeah.
and oysters.
That sounds nice.
What can go wrong?
Do you guys like oysters?
Yeah.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah. I don't love them, but I'll eat it if I'm
Yeah.
like, know it's fresh and I can see it
Yeah.
being
Nice.
fresh and
Yeah.
delivered. Yeah.
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 It's fun. And then you learn how to shuck it. And you can bring like a little glove so you don't
Yeah,
cut
the whole
yourself like
thing.
I do. And
You
then
cut
like
yourself?
all the time. Well, there's like a graph of like how much wine you've consumed and how reckless you
That's
get.
a lot of that graph of
Yeah.
And a bit after a while, you know, just like if the graph goes up and the consumption of alcohol, you can already switch to it. Like instead of breaking and opening, you will be talking out, you know, just like that thing out of the shell. Can you get out, please?
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking. Has it ever gotten to that point?
Not that I know of. What do you like? Here around here right now? Or in the South Bay, maybe?
If you're active, I recommend like Mission Peak, which if
Yeah.
you haven't done that before, it's pretty intense. I
Yeah.
didn't realize that,
I
and
didn't
I
either
didn't
when we
bring
did
water.
it.
I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty intense.
I
No
thought
shade.
yeah. I
Yeah.
thought it'd be a quick little hike. And then
Yeah,
that
it's not.
turned out to be a lot tougher than I thought.
Wow.
It's pretty
Yeah.
tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath, and keep going. But the view up top is really worth it.
That's
Yeah,
nice.
How long was the hike?
What, 3 miles?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so
straight
not that
up.
long, but it
No.
still intense,
You're
huh?
just still climbing up
The
to one of the
elevation is
top
like,
peaks up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like at the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says like, hey, this is a pretty strenuous hike.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution. And
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's not bad. And then I actually do it. I'm like, this is pretty tough. And I don't know, I
Wow.
consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when there's blazing hot sun like this weekend. This weekend was really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you
You
don't really
went
know
this
that.
weekend?
Yeah.
No, I just, this weekend was really
Yeah.
hot. My apartment doesn't have AC, so it was
No.
pretty miserable.
Yeah, I
Tell
bet.
me about it. San Francisco, I don't think San Francisco, except for the probably newer communities, they have
Yeah.
ACs, you know, other
Yeah,
than
but
that,
it's
no.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
The,
like.
oh yeah,
Yeah,
I
they have
bet.
like natural AC,
Yeah,
that's
that's
true.
true.
I was never
Yeah.
The fog.
There was a heat wave last year, though, but
Yeah.
I
didn't
no
know
air
what to do.
conditioning either, but I never beat it.
Yeah, you don't need
Yeah.
it.
My, it's usually like 50 degrees in my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat, and sometimes I kind
Me
of do,
neither.
but it's like,
Yeah.
It's just always
Turn on all
kind
the
of like
stoves and just like hover around
cool. Yeah,
that. Yeah.
But I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also, you're from the East Coast and you're from Russia, so our cold and our hot are
Yeah.
like,
Yeah. Very
I mean,
different.
it's still moderate,
And
but
you guys
yeah.
local, right? In
Yeah,
California, Los Angeles, and
definitely.
LC is pretty local now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's interesting that like I lived here for about like 10 years, and I still you know find some places that I haven't heard about. Like recently, I discovered the place Filoli Gardens. Have you be heard of it?
Oh, I have heard about that.
You've
Yeah.
heard?
It's
It's
like a.
beautiful, like Hearst Castle, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah,
It's.
Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Filoli is located actually from 280. It's from San Francisco, 20-30 minutes away. You know, just in beautiful, you know, park with flowers. And have you been ever? Have you ever been to Hearst Castle?
No.
No.
I haven't either.
Oh,
I've
you
gone
guys
to
so lucky.
California my
Yeah.
whole life, and there's so much I
Well,
haven't seen.
that's one of those places because I'll pass it driving to LA or back,
Mm-hmm.
and you're like, I just want to get there, and I
Yeah.
don't want
It
to
totally.
stop. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? And I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can't at
No.
any time.
I've never been
Yeah.
to St. Petersburg. To
Yeah.
Moscow, yes, but not St. Petersburg, and always wanted to.
Okay.
I
Yeah.
haven't even done Alcatraz. I
Yeah.
stayed out my window.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's funny. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh. You grew up here too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know.
That's
So if I haven't
awesome.
done anything.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's when we would do like museums or like
Mm-hmm.
monuments. That was better. I mean, otherwise,
Yeah.
just never really noticed.
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
Before they didn't allow you. Now they don't allow anyone, except you need to write your senator, right?
I think they still allow you now. They'll always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of tours and things of that nature. I worked on Capitol Hill for one summer, so I
oh, wow. That's awesome.